Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt, and I'm calling in from Colorado tonight. Just the host of tonight's show, the star of the show, is David Sandoval, our owner and founder. This is the Meet the Owners call, and I believe this is the fifth in a series of frequently asked questions around the transformation. And so, you know, the transformation is just a gateway into the Purium lifestyle, but it is the gateway that most people go through. And so for those of you who are interested in learning more about the transformation for yourself, that's great. Importantly, for those of you who are Purium members and interested in learning about the transformation because you've got friends, you've got family members, you've got coworkers, you've got people that you've shared a gift card with, they're going through the transformation, you're going to want to take good notes here because David's going to go through some of the issues, especially those related to kids. So, you know, he's pulled these frequently asked questions from customer service and from some other areas, from Facebook. And so we appreciate all the interaction we have with our field organization, our consumers, people who are using the transformation. And so I'm guessing that there's going to be a couple of questions that you may have that are going to be answered here tonight. So thanks so much for listening in. I believe the entry and exit chimes are now completely off. The call's being recorded. And I'd like to welcome our owner, founder, the creator of the 10-Day Transformation, David Sandoval. David, you on the line?
Can you hear me, David?
A little muddled, but yes, I can.
Is that any better?
Definitely a little better.
Okay, I'll do my best. So, well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Sandoval. And you are listening to our Wednesday night edition of the Meet the Owners call. In my opinion, a very special edition. It may be getting boring for some of you, but you know, but to me, answering these questions, the most important questions about transformation, is vitally important. But I want to remind you of something that is really going to become this is a drum that you're going to hear me beating a lot from this point forward. And that is that we are a lifestyle transformation company. And the 10-day transformation is nothing more than the first step in changing your lifestyle. And the emphasis for the company moving forward is not going to get people to do a 10-day transformation. It's going to get people to commit to the lifestyle, which will include a 10-day transformation. And in order to help people to do that, they need to fully understand, to comprehend, and to master those first 10 days. And we haven't done that yet. And because we haven't done that yet, we're finding it hard to move past those first 10 days. And so I want to remind you all, as I do on this call each and every time, this is a 10-day transformation challenge. That means it will be challenging. We don't call it a challenge enough, but I think we need to remind people that this is a 10-day transformation and add the word challenge, because I'm challenging you to challenge yourself and to understand that it will be challenging and it's worth it to break your addiction to food, to change your lifestyle, to change the very trajectory of your future in a more positive direction. This is worth rising up to that challenge. And I want to remind you all about the analogy I made, and one you will hear me repeat again, about the roller coaster. If you go to where the people get off of the roller coaster, you will see smiles, exhilaration, thrills, people who are proud of themselves, people who are saying, that was awesome, I was scared at first, but now I'm totally convinced that roller coasters are great. And yes, you have the small percentage of people who get off and throw up and say they never ever want to go back on it, but that's a small percent. If you look at the end of the line at the roller coaster, you see a lot of happy people who are very excited about the challenge they just faced. So I want to continue this analogy. When you get on the roller coaster, you're usually excited you're waiting in line and you wait and then you have anticipation, just like waiting for your package to arrive. You decide you're going to do it, you get in line, and you're a little bit unsure, you're a little bit scared of roller coasters, but hey, everybody else is doing it and it's exciting. Your friends are with you. And then you jump in that car and you start going up and up and it's going click, 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 click. You know what I'm talking about. And then you get to the summit, you get to the top, and you begin to curve over that summit. And as you look down, you get this fear. And if you could, at that very moment, or earlier, as the click, click, click is going on, most people, given the option, might get off right then if they're afraid. But because they don't have that option, they stay strapped in. They end up loving the ride, being very happy that they couldn't get out before they had the chance to experience the amazing ending. Well, you are the reason. You are the reason why people will stay strapped in. Do you get that? When they want to jump out, when they want to be scared, when they want to get off the ride, when they're not sure whether the click, 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 or that first fall is too much for them. That's day one, two, and three. That's when most people, if they could, voluntarily get off of the ride. And we need to be responsible for educating them, for holding them there. And these questions and answers that we're reviewing, this is the glue that will keep them stuck to the lifestyle. A successful 10-day transformation is the best way to guarantee that you're going to bring people fully into that lifestyle. And I want you to remember that. I want you to remember this is a challenge. I want you to remember that you need to keep people strapped in during those first 3 days of this roller coaster ride. And then you need to greet them as they get off and they're thrilled and excited. You need to show them the next ride that keeps them on this amazing journey. And so I'm dedicated to answering each and every one of the toughest questions. And if the answers aren't thorough on this call when they appear in the frequently asked questions, they will be expanded a little bit to make sure that they are more thorough than I could be perhaps in the brief time we have. But nonetheless, every question will be asked, and every question will be answered, and every question will be documented and at your fingertips and at your bequest at a moment's notice, so you don't have to wait for Dr. Mike or myself or someone else to get back to you. All the most commonly asked questions, the most 50 or 60 most commonly asked questions are going to be answered. We've gotten through about 35 of those, even 40, I believe, and we're making our way down the list. There's probably no more than 15 or 20 questions left in total about the transformation. And then we're going to have a very, very thorough encyclopedic type of response, mechanism when you need those questions. So that having been said, I want to remind you, my name is David Sandoval, and I am really, really, really excited about convention. I mean, I am really, really pumped about convention. It is 10 days away, just 10 days away. Now, I'm going to take a moment to grab a little sip of water, and the minute I get back, we're going to get into this week's questions, and we have got some really good ones, particularly relating to kids and children and pregnant mothers, perhaps the stuff we covered last time, but what about the babies? So one moment, and I'll be right back. Okay. So again, tonight, people want to know, at what age is it safe for obese children to do the cleanse? Well, first of all, I recommend that every age group can use Purium product. And with the exception of infants, 0 to 6 months old, every age group could use Purium product. Now, certain products perhaps may be less appropriate, and certain products may be more appropriate. And so from a safety standpoint, I would say that, at what age does it say for non-obese and or healthy children to do the cleanse? Oh, I understand. My answer is I would wait till post-puberty. Post-puberty is important because oftentimes the chubbiness or the extra weight or this and that, it could be hormonal, it could be youth, and of course you want your children to not be obese. There are obese children who are prepubescent and who are obese. But I think that doing a classic cleanse would be a mistake. I think you never want to teach a child that they have to starve themselves in any way, and that might be misunderstood. So I think that you should incorporate Purium products, power shakes, green drinks, and other, healthy eating options without necessarily putting someone at such a young age on such a strict regimen that could be considered, quote, starving your children. You don't want that to happen. So again, I want to be very clear that I don't recommend transformations for prepubescent children. I do recommend the products, however, along with healthy eating. And that means something like a lifestyle transformation where you get one, nice meal a day plus the inclusion of healthy flex food. That is as far as I'm willing to go for kids. But a classic cleanse, I say not. If they do it, again, post-puberty, I'm totally okay with that because hormonally then we're going to be consistent with the use of the Super Cleansar, perhaps the Super Life, the Master Aminos, and other things that are really built for a more adult style body. That's all. Again, post-puberty, the cleanse is fine. Second question. At what age, I'm so sorry. I got these questions wrong. At what age is it safe for obese children to do the cleanse? At what age is it safe for non-obese children to do the cleanse? The answer is the same. But those were the first two questions. I simply mixed and matched them without realizing it. I'll try to do better with question three. What additional nutrition or other considerations or requirements should we be taking into consideration in order to continue to support their supporting development during the cleanse? That's a great question. I think adding chlorella and coconut oil to the children who are taking Purium products. Chlorella and coconut oil, very, very good to add if you're going to do the transformation lifestyle with one meal a day and sufficient flex foods every time the child's hungry, then I would add chlorella to support growth. Chlorella is fantastic for supporting the natural, healthy, and complete expression of growth plates in our body, which will determine your height and your ultimate, stature, meaning, how tall you'll get to grow and how long your arms and legs and other things are. That's going to be determined by the growth plates in your body. And chlorella regulates, I'm not going to say stimulates, but supports the full expression of stem cells and growth plates, etc. So that's a very important addition nutritionally for children. Now, I also say that the coconut oil is excellent because it helps them to metabolize fat and, in addition to that, will keep the thyroid in an active state. And finally, coconut oil is going to satisfy their need for fat and reduce their cravings for candy and things like that. So additional nutritional products for children, chlorella and coconut oil are a no-brainer in my mind. Remember that coconut oil boosts the immune system of children who are not breastfed sufficiently or at all. Question number four, which products, either in the 10-day or athlete's cleanse or sold individually, are not recommended for children and why? Well, the first one obviously would be the super aminos. The super aminos is for balancing hormones and increasing testosterone and is typically for adults, although it could be used by athletes post-puberty once again. But nonetheless, the super male formula is to help build testosterone when it becomes deficient, and that usually means women over 25 and men over 30. However, that doesn't mean men under 30 who are involved in athletic endeavors may not also appreciate that product. But ideally, you do not need super male, Super Life, formerly Super Male, you do not need that if you're not looking for that type of hormonal balance, testosterone, etc. And it's rare that that's needed in younger individuals. So I would say that is one product. The second product is the Super Aminos. The Super Aminos are built for not for children. They're built, again, for post-pubescent or kids who have been through puberty. And the reason why is a very simple one. The amino acid tyrosine is only an essential amino acid during your pre-teen growth years. And once you have hit, post-teen, then there's no need, your body doesn't need tyrosine any longer. Because tyrosine is so abundant in the foods that most kids eat, things like grains and meats and other things that are not uncommon for kids to eat, that it's unusual for any child to be deficient in tyrosine. So the master aminos are not built for necessarily kids who are below the age that in their preteen years, because it does not have tyrosine, so it is not the perfect protein for them. However, if you have any grains or any meat, your child's going to get sufficient amount of tyrosine, and even then the master aminos will be fine. They just won't be the full complete protein that that preteen child needs. I cannot think of any other product that is not beneficial for preteen, with the possible exception of Men's Defense, which is specifically for a healthy prostate, and Women's Defense, which is for a healthy reproductive system. So those two also may not be necessarily ideal for or applicable to kids. And those are the only ones that I can think of. Remember that the Super Cleanse Arc is very strong, and you may need to dose down according to the weight of the person. And we've already explained that for adults, it must be taken into consideration for our children as well. How can Super Aminos 23 be helpful for children? I believe I just covered that. That's question number five. Question number six, can kids drink the Apatha, the Appleberry Power Shake, or Love Shake? If so, do they follow the instructions on the label? Yes, if they're over 100 pounds, then I think that they're definitely worthy of an adult serving. But you have to imagine that, the adult serving is built for somebody approximately 150 pounds or more. So if you're at 75 pounds, then maybe a half a serving is appropriate. I think that that is just common sense. But the truth is they are both safe and delicious for kids. And you may see some announcements at convention that could help answer those questions as well. And that's all that I could say. Now, question number seven. is it recommended that children have smaller doses of certain products, which products, how much less, and why? Well, I believe that the weight is appropriate. So at 75 pounds, I would do a half dose. 75 pounds and below, a half dose may definitely be appropriate, but I wouldn't get all involved in that, because as long as they can consume it, it's good for them. There's no overdosing involved. It's just a matter of whether you want to save money or possibly not give them so much to consume that it makes them uncomfortable. Now, the next question, I want to remind you, by the way, you are listening to the Wednesday night Meet the Owners call. My name is David Sandoval, and I am one of the owners of Pure Mouth Products. My amazing partner and very good friend, Amy Venner, she holds the fort down. But I do research and development. I do education and formulation, and this is what I love to do. So Amy is the big kahuna. She makes sure that things get done corporately. And I'm like the guy who's just in the skunk works. I'm working constantly trying to find out what's next. How do we improve these things? You know, how do we get better as a company? And when you come to convention, you're going to see that in amazing ways. Amazing, amazing ways. Now, question number 8. What Purium products and lifestyle changes are helpful for a child who has ADD or ADHD? Well, you know, ADD, attention deficit disorder, and ADHD, which has a hyperactivity component to it, it's an attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. These are all going to be helped by nourishing the brain. These are all going to be helped. Remember that the brain is the key here. Is the brain getting enough oxygen? Is the brain getting enough fat? Is the brain getting enough protein? Is the brain getting enough minerals? And if the answer is no, then that means the brain is not functioning properly. Antisocial behavior, learning disorders, fits of anger, confusion, and frustration are absolutely related to nutritional deficiencies of the brain. Lack of glucose stability, fluctuations in blood glucose, these are dramatically impactful to children's moods and their ability to learn and their ability to be social and interact with other children, adults, in these situations, again, social situations. And sociologists have proven the relationship between good nutrition and social behavior. The Schnabel studies in the 1930s proved that animals that were malnourished fought, they didn't learn very well, they became obese, and they didn't reproduce or form social bonds very well. So their emotional and social bonds suffered because of nutrition. So let's feed our children these quality things. Healthy fat, well, can you say rice bran solubles? Can you say coconut oil? Can you say spirulina? Healthy protein, could you say master aminos and spirulina? Not to mention the Love Super Meal, not to mention the Nutritional Meal option. Do you know that if you do nothing more than give your child a green drink, Power Shake, Power Kid, something like that, 2 master aminos, and a piece of whole grain toast with coconut oil and butter, that you could dramatically impact the effectiveness of their brain if you add some ionic elements? Remember, we need fat, we need protein, we need minerals, and we need oxygen. Exercise and breathing properly brings oxygen to the body. Green drinks brings oxygen to the body. Master aminos, spirulina, they feed the brain the vital protein it needs. The brain is a muscle. That muscle needs energy, and that energy it likes to use is fat. The muscle loves fat. The brain is over 25% fat. And that's not fat you want to lose. That's the fat that protects it from head trauma and helps neurotransmissions work properly. Master aminos, complemented by Revive It All, will help older children concentrate at school. So we have these answers. You know, we have these answers for children. And if you have ADD or ADHD, the things I recommended, healthy fats, healthy proteins, lots of minerals, ionic elements, master aminos, spirulina, a green drink, and some coconut oil, I'm telling you, we're going to knock that out. And it feels amazing when your children are amazing. And I know that all of our children are amazing, but you know what I'm talking about. When they start to achieve more, and you know that you've contributed to their betterment as human beings, it makes you feel good as a parent. Last question for tonight. What Purium products and lifestyle changes are helpful for children of the autism spectrum? Now pay very close attention here. There's a reason that I know of that you've never heard of, and I want you to write it down. Foods that are high in phytates contribute to the increase of the severity within the spectrum. So if you choose the foods you feed your child very carefully, and you can somehow give them a phytate-free diet, and it's very difficult to find the phytate levels of foods, there's an organization called Outside the Box. Outside the Box. You can find them on the internet. And Shauna, S-H-A-U-N-A, gosh, what is her last name? My friend Shauna is a doctor who has worked within this community. And I have seen miracles happen, miracles happen. Spirulina and spinach and Revive It All and Master Aminos have all been proven to help. But the main thing is to stay away from the foods that actually contribute to the, you know, the severity. And those are phytate-rich foods like soy and grains and things like that. We used to think it was gluten, because wherever there is gluten, there is phytate. But where there are phytates, where there is not gluten. So there's hidden foods that are dangerous that we don't yet know about. So again, this brings us to the end of tonight's call. But for autism, we do not treat disease, but we can make lifestyle recommendations to improve your quality of life for your child. And the ones that I mentioned, healthy fats, minerals, phytate-free foods, raw spinach, spirulina, these are all going to be very helpful. But I recommend that you visit Shauna's website, Outside the Box. You'll see videos of kids who, after as little as 90 days, have had such tremendous, amazing, even as little as 21 days, amazing spontaneous remissions from symptoms of autism, that it brings tears to your eyes. So I'm going to do as we always do. First, I'm going to tell you that I love you, that these moments together are my favorite. And then I'm going to unlock the line, give us all the opportunity to say goodnight. But before I do that, if you have not gotten your ticket for convention, and there's a way that you could do that, if there's a couch you could sleep on, if there's someone you could crash with, the price of the ticket isn't that much. The airfare, maybe the hotel room, maybe that's what's getting you. Find somebody to drive with. Find somebody to sleep on their couch. Look on Airbnb, post on Purium Facebook pages just saying, I'm coming to L.A. Is anybody to live near there? Do you want to rent your couch? Whatever it is, find a way to be there. We've just got like 80 tickets left, I believe, and we're sold out. We got 10 days left. We got 80 tickets. That's 8 tickets a day. I would be there if you can. Do not miss it. And here we go. My name is David Sandoval. This has been meet the owner's call, and we're about to say goodnight. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
For those of you who want a psycho killer update, that guy is still on the loose. We're still holding down the fort. We have no fear because that's who we are, but we believe in, you know, in our rights, we believe in justice, and we believe that anybody who shoots at our cops, they're not going to be friends of ours. And so, appreciate all of you, appreciate the love you've been sending me on Facebook. This dude is still not caught, I am still not sleeping, but I will be at convention. Much love, until next time.
Love you.
Thank you.
Aloha.
See ya.